Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. God bless you. Happy, happy Tuesday. It is January 17th, 2017, and it is 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, minus a few seconds. How is everyone? I'm so happy to be with you again. I hope you're happy to hear my voice, as I am happy to be having the show with you. We have a very interesting topic today, and it's called Just Do It. And I didn't come up with that. I love the Holy Spirit, who's my best friend, and I believe yours also, because he gives me the titles for my shows, as he often gives them to me while I'm doing a show, because each show is tied into the next show, because each show is meant for the glorification of God, to glorify Jesus Christ, not myself, and to help people. It's to help others. And God is just needing willing vessels that he could use to fulfill his purpose here on the earth. And that's why we are called Christians or Christians, because we are born again for purpose. We're here for purpose. We're designed for a purpose. So if you said, God, I don't like the way my eyes look, or Father, I don't like the way my hair is, or I don't like that my legs are shorter, I would like longer legs. Well, God specifically and divinely made you the way that you are for a purpose. You have those legs for a purpose. You have your hair for a purpose, your color eyes for a purpose, and he loves you just the way that you are. So be happy in that you were made, because God specifically designed you in a way that is pleasing to him and pleasing to you. So we ought to love ourselves as God, I'm thinking of the scripture, men ought to love their wives as Christ loved the church. Hello. And if you don't know how to do that, ask God, because you can only do that through the power of the Holy Spirit. Because how do we love ourselves? How do we know how to love ourselves? It's the love that the Holy Spirit gives us to love ourselves, because we are made in the image of God. I always start out preaching, praise the Lord. Well, that is for somebody, because I believe that all nine gifts of the Holy Ghost are manifest in this show. And that's just the way the show has evolved over the last 2 years that I've been on Blog Talk Radio. God always has something. He always is speaking. And I prepare for these shows. I prepare in prayer, in Bible study. And so I believe in being prepared. I believe in being prepared. We should be prepared every single day for the rapture, for the second coming of Christ. The rapture is in the Bible, not that specific word. It's called a catching up or a calling away, which is in the Bible. So it means rapture, to catch up the saints, to draw them up into the heavens. So we should be prepared for that special, wonderful day. And God wants us to be an example to the world. He wants us to be an example to people. He wants you to be an example to your neighbor. Yes, you, to be an example on your job, to be an example of a good wife, of a good mother, of a good husband, of a good friend, and to even love the ungodly. That, my friends, will be the topic of our next show. To love the ungodly. Doesn't that seem like it will take a world to understand? But it doesn't. I'll explain it to you in 30 minutes or less, because what I'm telling you, I had to go through. I am without trials. I'm not without trials. I'm not without tribulations. I am not without suffering. In this world, you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. That was from our King Jesus himself. So rest assured, saints, you're not the only one going through what you're going through. You're not the only one in a situation that you're in. The devil is a liar. He is a master manipulator, and he is a master at trickery. He has had thousands of years to hone in on his craft. So whenever you see someone who manipulates, I mean, it's just, they just do it like breathing. That's because they learned it from someone. They learned it from the devil. And it's unfortunate. It is unfortunate that people manipulate other people, but they do. So whenever the devil tells you something that is contrary to the word of God, remember, the word of God is powerful and can stand on its own. Jesus said, it is written, it is written, it is written. He said that to the devil. And if it was good enough for Jesus, most certainly it is good for enough for us. We are the created, not the we are the created. We are created. We did not make ourselves. God created us. So if Jesus quoting scripture to the devil is good enough and sufficient enough for Jesus, then it is more than sufficient enough for us. We just have to know what to say. And like I said earlier in my show a year and a half ago, if you need a Bible, write to me, email me, Aaliyah, A-L-E-A, at personalhearts.org. I will mail you a Bible free of charge. Just email me your address, and I will send you a Bible free of charge. I will be having some other products, T-shirts and hats and other girly stuff because I'm a girl. Not because I'm a girl, but because I love to help people. That will be offered on my website. I am developing an online store, so that's coming up, and I will be offering those T-shirts and hats for a donation only. There won't be a specific price for those items. And, yeah, praise the Lord. So we are going to go into a first song, and this is a really beautiful song. It's a worship song, and it's called Angels Cry. I hope you like it, and I'll be right back. God bless you, and thank you for listening.
I want you to sing with me, Elohim.
Elohim.
Come on, everybody, everybody.
Elohim.
The many-breasted God. El Shaddai. The Lion of the tribe of Judah. At the mention of his name, every knee.
Elohim.
He's bigger than the biggest.
Elohim.
Stronger than the strongest. Wiser than the wisest.
Elohim.
Who can be compared unto him among the gods? He's glorious in holiness. Therefore, when we give him praise, the wonder working God.
You are holy. You are holy.
I want to hear you. Come on, sing it with me.
And Lord.
Come on, say, we praise you.
We praise.
Oh, come on, I hear the angel. As you sing it, you will feel miracles all around you. Somebody is getting healed right now. Come on, sing it. Come on, come on, come on. Don't stop. The devil hates it when you worship. Now you say, we bow down.
We bow down.
Somebody say, you're mighty.
You're mighty.
Somebody lift it up and tell him,
you're mighty.
You're
mighty.
I see all the angels bowing and say, you're holy.
You're holy.
Oh, my God, my God, my God.
You're holy.
You're holy.
You're holy.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. I hope you like that song. Just a beautiful worship song to remind us that it's okay to get on our knees and pray. It's okay to tell God that we love him and that you're holy and he's worthy. He actually loves that. If you could do that one or three times, preferably, throughout the day and remind God that you love him and that he's holy and he's worthy. Oh, wow. I mean, the joy, not just joy because, not just a temporary joy, but it will be an everlasting joy. It will be a joy that you have in the midst of trials. It will be a joy that won't go away. Because God is your source. And as his creation, we are thanking the Creator and reminding him of how much we love him. And that is the true source of happiness. It's God. It's Jesus. Jesus in us is the true source of happiness. Because if things could make us happy, we wouldn't want more things. If money made us happy, then we wouldn't be so unsatisfied when we do have it. You know, we need money, but it's temporary. It's a temporary source of temporary joy. Jesus is an eternal source of everlasting joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. That's Jesus. That's him. And sure, you might get upset at some things or someone treats you bad, but you don't live there. You don't live in the misery. You're above that. You're more than that. Don't live in the misery. You are worth more than that. You're worth more. You are worth it. You're worth it. God died for you. Jesus, God the Father, sent his most precious, most wonderful possession, his only son, to die on a horrible cross for you and for I and for the world. And he paid the penalty. He paid the price for our sins so we don't have to pay for them. And so when someone does treat us, mistreat us, or we suffer for the gospel's sake, or we just suffer for being a light in this dark world, rejoice because you have been found worthy to suffer for the cause of Christ. You have. And so you are worth it. You are worth it. So today's topic is just do it. Just do it. I like to read you a scripture in James chapter 1, verse 22, where it says, and many of you may be familiar with this scripture, and I use the King James Version, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Just do it. Does someone you know, or you maybe you personally, are you inclined to give up? Are you inclined to say, this, you know, I don't want this anymore? The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles us, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider this Jesus, who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. No man ever has had to go through what Jesus went through for us. It is truly unspeakable. The movie The Passion that came out a number of years ago, I think it's been almost over 10 years now, The Passion of the Christ definitely has been over 10 years. I could not sit through that movie the first time I saw it, let alone a second time. And that doesn't even fully explain what he went through. He was unrecognizable what he went through for us. That's our Jesus who did that. And so I want to encourage you. You don't have to give in or give up because you're worth more. Jesus, knowing he had to suffer, knowing what he had to go through on the cross for us, for the joy set before him, he endured it. And so I want you to look at the bigger picture. Don't give up, but look at the bigger picture. Giving up is stopping before the finish line. I want you to look at the bigger picture. If you didn't give up, let's say you're in school and you have a year or two to go. The bigger picture is, if you've stayed with it, with God helping you, you'll finish. The smaller picture is, you quit, you give up, and years will pass before you can finish. Look at the bigger picture before you stop anything. If you know you can't do something, don't start it. But if God has given you a willing heart to start something, he will also give you the perseverance and the strength to finish it. But as for me, as for you, in 2 Chronicles 15:7, be strong and do not give up, for what? Your work will be rewarded. Isaiah 41:10 says, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. We have a plethora of help in the heavenlies. We have angels set and assigned to us. We have the power of the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us. And then we have Jesus Christ, who sits on the right hand of the Father, interceding for us. They're all rooting for you. You can do it. Don't give up. You can do it. You can do it. It's in you to do it. It's your destiny to do it. Don't give up. We're going to go into our final praise song, and it is called Levels by Christina. I believe you'll really like this song. God bless you, and I'll be right back.
Be just hold on. Yeah, you fail, but you've grown. Think it over. It's like for every loss, there's a win. And for every valley, there's a mountain. Just think it over. I encourage you to pick your head up. Tell you to put your best shoes on. You're moving to the next level.
Himself. Just as if, I personally do not have children, but I have many sons and daughters in the faith. Although I am very young, I have mentored many people and am still mentoring. Just as if we or you have had children, you don't want, of course it's nice that they're babies, but you don't want them to stay there. You often plan their future. You save money for them to go to college. You plan for their wedding. You plan for them to be in high school. You plan their college. You're planning for them to grow up. So when you became a newborn Christian, God planned for you to grow up as well. That's why he said, I want you to start with the milk of the word. And then as you grow, you can have meat. But just as Paul said, there are still people who should have been eating meat and they're still drinking milk. So God wants us to grow. And the way that we grow in our Christianity is to be a hearer of the word and not a doer. We just have to have faith and trust God in his word and just do it. Just do it. The Bible preaches when Jesus, after he had ascended up on, after he was crucified and rose the third day, which we call Easter, he said to his disciples before he ascended up on high to sit on the right hand of the Father, he said, go and make disciples. Go, he said, go, teaching them to observe everything I've commanded you. So God gave some critical commands, which are necessary steps for any disciple of Christ. They're inviting us to move simply beyond learning information and take action in obedience to God. So you're no longer learning information. God gave you a specific commandment. He said to go. Go. Just do it. I know none of us like it when people make excuses. So I say the same to you. Don't make excuses in your life because you simply don't have the time to waste, and neither does God. If he's told you to do something, do what he told you last to do, and then you'll progress to the next level. If anyone wants to hear that song, it's called the author is Christina, and it's called Levels. It's on Amazon, so you can find that song if you want to re-listen to it, or just keep going back on the show to re-listen to the song as much as you like. But in order for us to progress to the next level, we have to do what God says for us to do. Obedience is the key to going up higher in Christ. Obedience. So if you're stuck 2-3 years and not going anywhere, get on your knees. Get in your secret closet. God is not hiding his face from you. Ask him what he wanted you to do. You may have simply forgotten. I hope not, but it could be the case. And he'll tell you what he wants you to do. Do that, and God will see that you have faith enough to do what he told you to do, and he'll take you to the next step, and to the next step, to the next step. In my next show, Loving the Unlovable, I will explain to you the mountain I had to go around again because of God teaching me how to love the unlovable. That's going to be in our next show. But for this show, the only way that you can progress to the next level is by obedience and is by doing what God told you to do. You must do what he told you to do, and that takes faith. It is impossible to please God without faith. It is impossible. You cannot please God without faith. So in order to go to that next level, do what God told you to do. In Philippians 4:13, it says that you can do all things through God who strengthens you. You can do all things through God that strengthens you. In Matthew 11:28, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I'll give you rest. He will give you rest. But you have your part to do. You have a part, and your part is obedience. God's part is the command, because in the commandment is the blessing. And the commandment is the blessing. Do your part, because God has already done his part, and he's done his part for your well-being. In the commandment is the blessing. When you obey the commandment, you receive the blessing. And not only will it bless you, it's for others, for you to be a blessing to others. So just do it, saints. God will give you the strength to do it. I love you, and I'll be back. Have a beautiful week, and again, Happy New Year. Thanks for listening. God bless you. Have a great week.
come.